You what really episode? Looked into my soul.
What episode is this?
Episode 14, I believe.
Okay.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Nags and Brags podcast, formerly known last week as the Nags and Shags podcast. This is episode 14. Do you know what? It's a shame that episode 14 wasn't last week.
Why?
Because it was on Valentine's Day, so it would have been 14 on the 14th.
But even if that had happened, we probably wouldn't have noticed it.
I know. But for all our manifestation girlies that are listening to this podcast, I know that you would. It was 2-2-2-2-2.
I was going to ask, what did you do? Did you do anything special on that day?
No, I just worked from home. And all my friends set a countdown for 2-2-2-2, but I missed it. And I saw it at 2-2-2-3. But I still manifested it anyway.
Okay, what did you manifest?
I was going to say I can't tell you it won't come true. That's a wish, isn't it? No, if you manifest, you're meant to say as if you already have it. I'm manifesting, and I'll put this out to the universe on the podcast, that there's a nice house, right, behind where me and Joe live. The love of Joe's family. It's not as if we've got our own place, I know. Nice house in the street behind Joe's house. Do you know what? Sidestep. I saw a girl that put her dream house, said she found her dream house on Rightmove and put it on her Instagram story. I would not be doing that. I would fucking gatekeep that.
I'm one of these people that don't say what I want until I get it.
I think that, well, that's, you're not a manifester then, because if you manifest, if you manifest, you're meant to act as if you've already got things, and that's how it brings the universe. But there's also
what?
Something.
So no, wait a minute, hold on, back up. If the house that I want, I'm meant to pretend that I have it, coming.
But like, not like, don't start putting fucking garden gnomes in the front lawn and getting your mail re-delivered there. But you're meant to say like, oh, so when I move, like, so this is what I've been doing with the house behind the street, which by the way isn't for sale, but it's empty, it's like abandoned, and I'm like, who owns it? Anyway, so I'm like, oh, when I move into that house, I'm gonna keep the doors painted green. And I just talk like this. Does it make me sound insane? Yes. Am I any closer to owning the house? Maybe. The universe works in strange ways. Okay. I have £61 in the bank. You never know. You never know. So that, but yeah, if you manifest things and you're meant to like write a letter to the universe, a lot of people do it.
I know. I wish I was better at this, because like there's so many people that do mood boards and things that they want and things that
Do you know something?
They think they will get, and I believe, yeah, you can achieve that, but I just don't do these things. Like, I don't do the mood boards. I don't know. I've got a goal, but I just don't post it. I wouldn't post
I made a mood board, and see the shit that started coming true. Right, I don't know, because this does, you do get
really
into it a
see,
bit.
If you can sell this to me enough, I'll start to do it.
You get into the bit of like the hokey pokey territory. Hokey pokey, what was that called? Not the hokey pokey.
You put your left leg in, your left leg out.
Have you ever heard of a dance called the Coca-Rola?
No.
That's so funny, because basically one of Joe's uncles was like in a pub somewhere, and this woman said to him, she was purist, 8 o'clock, you need to get up because we're all doing the Coca-Rola. I've been saying it all week. The Coca-Cola, what the fuck is it?
Is it a dance?
I don't know if it's associated with a certain, I don't know if it's like, let me listen. This is what you would do the Coca-Cola to.
Never heard of it.
Anyway, if you've ever done the Coca-Cola, please get in touch, because I would like to know how to do it. So, what was I talking about? Manifestation. Yeah. I made a mood board. Not a mood board. A vision board. I remember when I was dead young, right? And I was at a friend's family party, we shall say. And I remember, I must have been quite young. I must have been about 14. And there was this woman that was there. And she was a friend of a friend's parent, right? And she was telling me all about vision boards. And she was saying that she had all these holidays on her vision board. And then lo and behold, she went on them. And I was like, that's amazing, that's dead weird, isn't it? And then I said to my mum, and my mum was like, she booked the fucking holidays. So she was like, it doesn't really work. Like, you can't put a holiday on a vision board and then book it and then be like, that's the powers of the universe.
So it didn't really come to her, it was just because she wanted to go away.
Well, yeah, and then she booked it. But I had things on a vision board, like, it's not all came true, but like weird stuff. Sort of, I put it on without even thinking, and then it sort of came up in one way or another. And I thought, oh, that's very strange.
I might start doing this.
There you go. Mine's my laptop screensaver. Digital vision board. We're taking this manifestation into 2021.
22, sorry.
We've taken it from 21 to 22. I'm also, do you like crystals?
You got me a lovely crystal once.
Love them. I don't know where all mine went because I was sleeping with them for a long time. And now I'm worried I've swallowed them in my sleep because I can't find them. But see, anytime you're, I don't know if it's like a placebo effect. See, anytime I'm nervous, fucking few wee crystals in the pocket. And then I'm still nervous, but I have crystals on. But I've got a pocket full of stones. I couldn't believe, I actually got a book about magic, right? Yeah. I'm pretty cool. I've got a lot of, got up to a lot of wild shit in my spare time. I was doing magic once in Joe's room. And Joe's mum came in. I was so embarrassed. I was like, "Get out! Get out! I'm casting a spell!"
What kind of magic, though?
I can't remember what it was. I was just like charging up water from the moon, and I'd made like a wee altar, and I was trying to just bring goodness into my life. And Joe's mum came in with the washing, and I was like, "Oh, sorry about that. Nothing to see here. Honestly, I felt like I'd been caught in the act. I was fucking making an altar, cast a spell." But there's a lot of girls I see on my Instagram out there drinking moon juice, which is basically just water that you just put in front of a full moon and then you drink it. I've never done it myself.
I did not know that you were so into all this.
But that is what I'm saying. A lot of the people listening, I will be an amateur. That's how you can get really far into this.
I think if you are a pro, this is not the podcast you would be listening to.
That's true.
You would not be listening to the Nags and Brags podcast.
You'd be listening to something to raise your vibrations. See, I sort of know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Right, Nags and Brags.
I just said that at the same time.
Wow.
I love that. Would you like to give me a Nag or a Brag?
I've got a brag
Hit off with the brag.
And I'm just going to put it out there. I feel, you know, when you go to brag, you think sometimes you feel a bit awkward because it's
if this is not the podcast for you.
No,
my
dear. I know. So I'm going to do a gig soon. I think I'm more excited about this just because my gigs this year are very, got a lot of corporates. By the way, can I put?
I
it
do
out
not
there,
get in touch with me, guys.
Do you want me to go back to back?
We could.
Can I put out there just now?
Yeah.
That in the nicest way possible, because I feel like you don't want to. I'm not saying that I'm bigger than this. The mobile disco thing, I don't do it, right?
So what's
I don't come.
Disco?
I don't come with speakers, and I don't come with all the equipment. I don't come with the lights. I just come with myself and my decks.
Well, guys, if you wanted to book me, I would come with speakers. I've got a.
It's going to undercut me.
I've got one of those Beats pills. I can tear up a house, let me tell you. I would be embarrassed to be a DJ. I would be embarrassed speaking into the microphone because I'd be like, sorry. You would need to really commit to it. You'd be good at that. I would be like, doesn't matter. Enjoy the music. I don't have the voice for that, I don't think. I'd be like, is everybody having a nice time? Oh, God, that's so embarrassing even thinking about it. I'd be like, you're having a nice thumbs up. Oh, okay, no, that's fine.
Bus is outside. It's about to leave. It's leaving at 11.
Bus is gone, everybody. Sorry, you're stuck here. Get Ubers.
No, orders at the bar.
People would throw rotten tomatoes at me.
My brag, to go back to, is I'm doing a gig soon at a fancy five-star hotel. I've just been asked to go for a second night. I've signed an NDA because there's somebody pretty big that's coming to the hotel.
La, 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 la.
So I'm quite excited for that.
I would be excited. When is it?
No, it's next weekend.
Next weekend? Oh my God, that's so
soon.
Or
is it 2 weekends away?
Is it in March?
I don't know. I only know what I'm doing like the weekend that's coming up every week. I don't
that's
know
fair enough.
Beyond
You're a
that.
Very busy woman.
I don't know.
That's so exciting. There's nothing better than staying in a hotel, is there?
I know.
I love staying in a hotel.
And the thing is, the second night I'm actually out doing more gigs in Glasgow, but I'm going to take the second night because it's a free night at a hotel, and I'm going to go for my breakfast and then act all hoity-toity down in the breakfast room. And also, this is quite embarrassing, but the last time I was at this hotel, I sat down to have my breakfast, I was on my own, and the waiter came up and he said, "Hello, madam, good morning, would you like a paper?" And I went, "Yes, I will, please, I'll have a daily record." He went, "Sorry, We only do the Financial Times and the Guardian. I was so embarrassed.
I'll have a take like, a break,
please. I didn't
ask
for the Scottish Sun or the Daily Record. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. That's a total fucking setup, by the way. I would be raging. But nobody wants to read the Financial Times when you could read fucking Take a Break.
Or That's Life. Another classic. Chat, Bella.
Here's the thing, right? You can't say that they don't fucking suck you in. You can't say all that shite isn't like
entertaining
crack.
I know.
I'm in the line at the supermarket and I'm like, ooh, ooh.
I'm in the line at the supermarket and a man up the digger, I'm thinking I might buy that.
The amount of times I have been close to purchasing the digger, I'm like, nobody does it like the digger. And it's always like, I always feel like on the digger, it's like personal people's problems.
I know.
It's like family feuds and stuff.
It's like mob wives. You actually get the wives get put on the front page.
I love it. Whoever runs the digger, you're doing a great job. It's the same with reality TV. That's what I was thinking. I always think people that don't watch reality TV have a complex that they don't watch reality TV. And I'm like, see, there's nobody. I don't believe you could sit through an episode of something like Love is Blind, Love Island, Come Dine with Me, Let's Go Dating, First Dates, and actually not want to watch a full series. I don't believe you could.
Do you know what programme I was really getting into recently? Well, it was a few months ago, and I thought, why the fuck am I watching this? It was that programme, Celebrities On It, that Sing.
And the Masked Singer?
No. The
Starstruck.
Do they go into a room and they all sing karaoke and then they all vote for each other to go out?
Do they dress up as other people?
No,
I'm thinking.
So it's like the guy from the Magaluf Weekender, Scarlett Moffat was on it once. Who else was on it? Jess Wright from
Towie. I've never heard of this, I don't think.
Oh, God. Talia Storm.
The one and only. That's quite a good premise for a show because I bet you a lot of them are rubbish.
I think it is called, quite simply, Celebrity Karaoke Club.
Hey, it does what it says on the tin.
It is.
Do you know what I realised recently is really good?
What?
For trash TV. Well, I was doing the old scrolling through the channels because I was watching, and I'll tell you what I was watching, Sheridan Smith gets where water doesn't. I hadn't heard from Sheridan Smith. Well, I've never heard from her personally because I don't fucking know her. But I hadn't heard from her, I seen her in anything for years. All of a sudden, she's fucking everywhere.
She did that dog programme, remember? With the dogs that were getting groomed.
No, I don't remember that. But she might have been doing lots of stuff and I've just never noticed. But I was watching her in that Channel 5 thing. Channel 5 is the home of fucking the best trash
TV. Gold TV, yes.
Gold. Because there's loads of stuff that I was like, where's this gone? And it's all on Channel 5.
I have to recommend, whilst we're here, so I don't know if it'll still be up there. Charlie Brooks was in a programme on Channel 5 called Lie With Me. Great show.
Let me.
Right, all about a guy who manipulates Charlie Brooks into thinking that she's going crazy and that she has to take pills.
A bit of gaslighting.
And major gaslighting. And I won't tell you what happens, but.
Don't tell me what happens.
He ain't a faithful man.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'll end up sitting watching this all tonight. That sounds fab. I will get on that. Well, I will give you a nag. Well, I'll give you my nag this week is that I have a somewhat big brag. But I can't talk about it. So my nag is that I can't talk about my brag, but guys.
What, is that no, it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I can say.
Can I just say?
Do you know what?
Can I say something?
Oh, I'm nervous what you're going to say.
I'm just so excited.
I know, honestly.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Anyway, I'm
limited to what I can actually say because
you can't say anything because I've got you under lock and fucking key.
Oh man,
I know, guys.
It's difficult.
And do you know what? As well, you don't want. There's nothing worse than when.
But the geniuses are in the people not in the poster.
There's nothing more annoying than when people say.
Oh, okay. Something so big coming
something
up.
Something so exciting coming
How do you
up.
Think I feel
I can't tell you guys.
Put on the Nags and Brags podcast Instagram. Oh, this big guest coming up. Because the guest has had to cancel on us once before and I'm so gutted about that. But I do believe that they're going to come on. But I feel like I have to tease it at least once or twice because it is big and we've not had a guest on so far. I'm so aware of that. So
and
I hope you enjoy
what?
Listening to Roisin and I because
yeah, I know.
This is all we got.
No, do you know what it is? I had a few messages saying that they knew who the guest was.
Shut up.
But they were wrong. And I'm going to set your expectations, guys. It's not Jamie Genevieve.
Oh, do they really want Jamie Genevieve?
A lot of people...
I tell you what, no offence to Jamie, I'm sure she's hilarious. You're going to laugh a lot more with this person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sorry, Jamie, if you're listening, but come on the podcast.
But also, I hate... But again, going back to manifestation, I hate this because we're teasing this. And what if this person can't come on eventually?
It'll happen. We have to treat it like it's already happened.
Right, okay.
Oh, that was a great episode. That was a great episode. So, yeah, guys, basically what we're saying that we're... you're stuck with us again. You're stuck with us again. We thought we would spice things up and do a bit of a... what's that called? Not a firecracker. No, I don't even know if I'm on the right lines. Like a pop, 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 pop. When, do you know what I mean? Like a flash round.
Uh-huh.
Not a whip round. That's what you get when somebody at work has a fucking baby.
Quick fire.
Quick fire, yes! Sorry. We thought we'd do quite a quick fire, fun episode. Who knows what's going to be on the cards? Not us. And we did. Thought we'd do a Q&A. Some may say lazy. We would say... genius. We would say what the listeners want, actually. So keep your opinions to yourself. Unless they're good in which, tell us. So we asked you guys for some questions. We were inundated. We were inundated.
Do you know what? We've already answered one of the questions that came in on the Nags and Brags Instagram because somebody asked us to recommend some TV.
Oh,
so we did
go.
A little bit of that.
Oh, do you know what else you need to watch on if you want a TV recommendation? Have you watched The Puppet Master?
No.
Have you watched The Tinder Swindler?
Yes.
I keep calling it The Tinder Swindler. Well, it'll never happen to me because, as we said, I have £60 in my bank.
My friend Laura said to me the other day, she was like, Cassie, you would definitely get swindled. And I was like, no, I would not. Like, I don't mean to be funny and I'm going to put it out there, right? Like, I am very much in my relationship. It's all what is mine is mine and what's his is his. And
hey, girl, there's benefits to being like that.
Right, and I don't... think that I would ever go down that road of, I don't even think, honestly, right? Call me a bad person. I don't think after 5 years of being with someone, they could say to me, lend me £20,000. I'd be like, fuck off.
I would
You're
be like, I think the
grand.
Thing with the Tinder...
I just wouldn't do it.
I think the thing with the Tinder swindler was, well, I couldn't get swindled because I would never get... I have my credit score so bad I would never get the approval for the loans. If I tried to take £20,000 out, the bank would be like, you funny, funny girl, you can get £350. Yes, well, that's not going to happen to me. But I just think, like, I'm not to victim shame here because I know people get manipulated, but see if somebody asked me for £25,000, I would be like, for fucking what? What could you need £25,000 for? Know who I felt bad for? Well, I felt bad for them all, but I felt bad for the second girl because... the one that he was pals with, because she lent him loads of money and then he gave it back to her. So I can see why she was thinking, okay, you're going to give it back, so I'll give
it. Yeah.
But moral of the story is don't help anyone. But the puppet, what you should watch The Puppet Master. The Puppet Master is like The Tinder Swindler times 1 million.
Okay.
It's so much crazier. You will
is
be
it
like,
a drama
what the
series?
Fuck?
Is it fiction?
No,
or...
no, it's real. It's a documentary. Oh, okay. It's a 3-part documentary, but 2 episodes are 50 minutes and one's 20.
Here,
I was like, what?
Whilst we're on the subject of Tinder Swindler, who was the woman with the baby? I didn't work that out at the end.
I don't know. I don't know who she was. I don't know if she was in on it.
Getting paid?
I imagine so.
Strange.
But that was confusing as well, because was she not a victim? And then, yeah, I don't know. I didn't really understand all that sort of stuff.
And was that his kid? No.
I don't know. They never really told you.
No. Anyway, sorry if you've not seen it yet.
Yeah, sorry. Well, you basically have because we've just told you everything that happens.
Right, Q&A time. Can we start with one that I have here? And it's kind of for you.
Yes.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing? She said, everyone knows Cassie's day job is on the radio.
And her night job is on the pole.
Don't tell anyone. Why do you have to share that? She said, I wondered what Roisin does for a job. Roisin?
I am a social media manager. I hate when people are like, what do you do? I'm a social media. I do social media. But yeah, I'm a social media manager. But I'm not telling you where. Because it's not like it's top secret, but I just don't want to tell everybody where I work. Also, a lot of people assume I'm unemployed. I get that quite a lot. Somebody said that to me on TikTok. They were like, oh, how do you afford all this when you're unemployed? And I thought, fucking excuse me. Not that there's anything wrong with being unemployed, because I was freelance for a long time, which basically is being unemployed. But I was like, why? Scotty, I work fucking like 9 to 5.
I can like, I can vouch for this. Like, I work in the morning, as you know, 6 till 10, and the rest of the day is my own. I do have to do quite a few things after work, like whether it be meetings and stuff like that. But I can tell you this now, Roisin works like fuck.
People are like, oh, it must be so easy being unemployed. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't bloody know, because I work like a husky pulling the sledge. But yeah, no, so I'm a social media manager, everybody. But I used to, actually, if you want to get into my life and career, I used to be a video editor. That's what I am by trade. But I'm on a, like, little attachment at my work, and I'm doing social media. There you go. I feel like people think I would do something more interesting, but I don't. I have a question. Let's just get this out quite quickly. From Katie. Would you rather have nipples for eyes or eyes for nipples? That's a great question, actually. Wait.
I would definitely rather have eyes for nipples. You're not swapping them then, so you're basically saying that you're going to have two
sets.
Oh, okay,
sorry, that really made my brain work very hard there.
Yeah, I think she means...
Yeah, I'd rather have two sets of eyes, because you could always just close one, couldn't you?
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't want a big pair of fucking...
God, imagine...
teeth staring at you imagine across the breakfast table.
Someone goes to put that in their mouth and... Oh, I need to shut it over.
Oh, so that we can get... Oh my god, that's horrific. Another one is like the feet for hands.
Yeah.
And a question from Mary or Vary, sorry, I'm not sure. Mary Black, I do not believe you're the politician, but if you are, you're
welcome.
Legend. Welcome. We're so glad to have you here. Death row meal, starter, main, dessert and drink.
Starter would be some form of patty, because I'm the only freak that orders
patty?
That in the menu. Yeah.
But you know what? You should go out for dinner with my family. Every single one, fucking round the room.
Love a patty.
Patty, 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 patty. And I'm like, whoa, I'll have the fucking soup. I would actually go for a melon over a patty. Oh, God. Know what mine would be? I'm like a child. Mine would be mozzarella differs.
Honestly, that is quite good.
But I don't know what my main would be. Do you know what? My main might even be macaroni cheese. I'm going out with a bang, literally. My fucking gusset.
I think if I would go with something really hearty, like, because you'd be so depressed because you're on death row, right? So you'd have to think of something that warms the old cockles. I'd go for like Yorkshire puddings, a good roast meat, gravy.
I'm not a lover of roast meat.
Roasty potatoes, and
get Margaret Kelly.
I get a
like
side
them.
Of beans just because.
That's like, honestly, this is my like nightmare dinner. Somebody fed me that, I would start crying. No, do you know what? I think mine might even be pizza, but I'd need a good garlic mayo. Mine's so boring. This is like, you could get mine at a bowling alley. Hey. Simple. Keep it simple.
Dessert would be cookie dough.
Oh. Mine would probably be like a chocolate fudge cake. But you wouldn't slag me for that. Joe always slags me because if I went to an ice cream place, I would get chocolate. And he says that's really embarrassing.
No, it's not.
Like, I don't have any taste buds and I'm 4 years old.
What?
But he gets vanilla.
See, people like that.
Okay.
They're the ones to watch. Who picks vanilla ice cream?
But he would always pick my nightmare flavours. E.g. mint, pistachio. That, I don't even know what a pistachio is, but I know it should not be ice cream.
It's a nut.
Or he would eat like lemon, coconut, all these.
Oh no, see, I quite like a sorbet.
I could get behind a sorbet if I was feeling sorbet-ish, if it was the summer. But I'm not pistachio ice cream. I think actually though, I watched a documentary about being on death row, and I think it would be dead stressful. Pardon the pun. I think that was not on purpose. I think it will obviously be stressful. But see, when I watched it through the character's eyes, I thought, oh God, I'd be unwell. I don't think I'd eat my last meal.
I don't think I would.
Fuck, you're gonna die.
Anyway, death row's illegal in the UK, so we're good, guys.
Yeah, it'd probably be a nice coffee and like 20 Melbourne golds. I'd go out a bit like that. Send me on my way.
Now, that's the moment that I would ask for the concoction of drugs that I'd never taken in my life, but I passed in this direction.
Here we go. That's so funny. Well, next question. I didn't expect this. Am I in the wrong going on a date with someone I know's ex-husband? I'll keep you anonymous. How well do you know them? I mean, I think if it's somebody that you're friends with, it's probably not ideal.
I think I need to know more details.
Yeah, we need to know more details.
Because if it is a friend's ex-husband, then that is going to be awkward in the long run. But if you're willing to you know, deal with the consequences, and if, you know, I always think love is blind. If you both really like each other, then fine. But you have to basically be prepared to deal with the fact that you're going to lose a pal here if it's a friend.
Or many pals, depending
on if they're judging you.
Depending on the friend dynamic.
Do you have history? Do you do this kind of thing? Is this a trait of yours? I'm joking.
No, I know, but I would need someone you know. How well do you know them? How much do you owe them?
Yeah, because the guy could be anybody's ex-husband. Yeah. So it's obviously it must be somebody that you know. It
must be somebody you're friends with.
Yeah.
I think it would probably make your life easier if you didn't know them. That's what I would say. But if you live in a small place, you might only have the option of people you know as ex-husbands. Or your cousins.
If you live in Ayrshire.
Or your cousin's ex-husband. keep us posted on that one. Good luck on the date. Where are you going? I recommend Crazy Golf. One from Blair here. Shout out to Blair. We love you. Gun to the head. You need to sing a song. Word perfect, no lyrics. What are you both choosing? I like to call this your Alex from Glasto song. Because remember that guy, Alex, who got up at Glastonbury and sang Tiago Silva?
Uh-huh.
What song would you sing on the stage if you had to just go up spur of the moment? This causes me a lot of grief.
The song that I would do would be the one that I would sometimes I'm partial to it on karaoke.
Is it A Blanket on the Ground?
No, it's not.
Okay, what is it?
Eminem.
Oh, that's a good one.
Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Knees weak.
Did you know there's quite the tension belt? Would you know all the words?
No, I don't think so, no. So I probably couldn't do that one.
Mine, I don't know, a song that I know all the words to and I wouldn't hesitate. Maybe Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Oh my God, I have a story about Super Bass. Have I told you about this?
I don't know.
Oh my God, the year that the MTV EMAs came to Glasgow, do you remember it?
No.
And it was at the Hydro?
No.
Oh, when was it? It's been like 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
I was
so anyway,
on the earth.
They came to the Hydro and nobody could get tickets for love nor money. And I thought, the MTV EMAs ain't coming to Glasgow and I ain't going. Like, that's not happening.
Manifestation.
I am going, exactly.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Whoa. Manifestation to the extreme. Actually, no, it didn't really get to manifestation stage because I was like just trying to find out how to get tickets. So the opposition radio station were involved. I don't want to say their name, it's a bad word. And I thought, right, that makes it worse for me because I work at Clyde, so what am I going to do about this? I decided to go to the audition process to get tickets.
They make you audition for tickets?
Yeah.
What did I have to do?
There were gold tickets, Roisin. Right.
Oh my God, what
are they? I stood in the queue with my hood up. The street team of the opposition, the street team of the opposition radio station were walking up and down the queue taking pictures of people.
Hilarious.
I had my hood up on my own in this queue. And I got to the front.
Why did you want the tickets?
All my
so badly?
Friends were laughing. I thought, you'll be laughing now, but when I get these tickets,
that's
you
want
to be my fucking best pal, right?
How many tickets do you get if you
I think I got two. It's not great, but
no, you don't, but at least not going
so around. I got into the room. Maya Jama, one of the chairs,
You're
judge.
Joking. Yeah. You are fucking joking. Can I just ask, sorry, quickly, what do you get for a gold ticket?
Front row.
Front fucking row?
Front fucking
and
row.
And who did you want to see so badly?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj, okay. Right? Say less. There's, oh my God. Maya Jama's one of the chairs.
I'd been to see Nicki Minaj at London Apollo when she was just getting big. I was a Nicki Minaj, like...
Stan.
I don't know, I was part of the pink print. Anyway, so... Got in the room, Maya Jama's sitting there.
Probably about 21.
Another radio presenter who now works at Clyde was sitting there, but he didn't work at Clyde then. Some other guy was sitting there and they said, "Hi, what's your name?" And I said, I took a deep breath, and before I could even say it, the presenter went, "That's Cassie." I went, Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He was like,
"No airs or graces."
Okay. Why are you here? And I said, "To get myself gold tickets." Fair enough. What are you gonna do?
Why is anybody else audition? Here? Wait, what do you have to do with the audition process?
I rapped Super Bass. I rapped.
Why did they make
Nicki Minaj?
Why did they
Super Bass?
Why did they make you do that?
To get the gold tickets.
That's hilarious. Do you know what? Respect, because they've obviously thought up that plan so they can have a good laugh for the day.
Yeah.
And see what people do in the auditions.
Yeah.
That's
no cameras though, which is good. Which
that's
is
what you think.
Good.
That's what you think.
YouTube Cassie singing Nicki Minaj Super Bass. No, so I got my gold tickets, I went to the gig, and do you know what else I did? I snuck into the after party and I was sitting with Afrojack and LMFAO.
Was it worth
it? I'm shuffling. Yeah, it was great. Had the best night of my life.
That's a great story, but I've never told me that.
I forgot.
That's fucking... How old were you?
20... I don't know. Whenever it was here, I don't know. When was
that?
We don't
know when that was.
26, 25, 26.
That's absolutely hilarious. So were you a front row Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Did you get to meet her?
No. I got to nearly touch her though. Oh my God. Like her thighs were there. Like I could see her.
Oh, that is so exciting.
She was in like a black catsuit and she was like walking up and down. She had a big like walkway, a runway, and I was right in. I was actually in the corner of the main stage and the runway. I was in that corner, the gold circle. See all those like mad mental fans you see at gigs? I'm not really like that. Normally I'm always up the back. I was right in amongst
right
it.
Right up
mosh
the front
pitting.
For our Nicki. That's a great story. That is, I'm blown away. I don't even have the words. Okay, so Tracy has asked, what is your weirdest habit?
It's definitely talking to myself. Like, I need to check myself sometimes. I'm like, are you still talking to yourself? Like, you know when you have that kind of outer body experience of like...
Don't I get that and it frightens me and I think I don't remember anything about my day. Is that what you mean?
No, I just mean more like trying to observe yourself as yourself. Like, and
sometimes
not really
I can
understanding
do that.
Why
sometimes
you're
I can do
the way
that.
You are.
Can you ever shut your eyes and look at yourself from above? I've said too much.
No.
Sometimes I can close my eyes in bed and see myself lying there if I really try hard. I think that's called
But they always say that you picture yourself differently to the way you actually look. The vision of yourself is never what other people see.
Do you picture yourself as better looking or worse looking? Not you personally.
I don't know. I honestly, like, I couldn't gauge my looks to somebody. Like, I couldn't say, I just don't know.
Whoa.
This is deep, man. I can't.
Down for a minute. No. My weirdest habit is the way I sleep.
How do you sleep?
I sleep with no pillows and no covers. And I sleep flat on my back.
That's so weird.
I know. I look like an alien. Joe says I look like an alien. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like this, morning! Refreshed, ready to go.
Rise and shine!
And do you know what else, something that's strange about me? I always listen to like, well, Joe actually had to have a word with me. Lover's tiff. Because he couldn't get to sleep because I was listening to things about Ted Bundy. And he could hear it and he was like, this is giving me nightmares. And I was like this. And he was like, I can't go to sleep and listen to people being fucking decapitated. And I was like, that line, no covers, no pillow. Face at the sea. I'm one step away from sleeping with my eyes open. One eye open when I'm sleeping. One eye. But I don't sleep with my eyes open.
Roisin, don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like you have kind of, like, I think you're absolutely beautiful. One of the most gorgeous girls I know. But I can imagine you in a mugshot. I can imagine.
You're manifesting it. I sort of know what you mean. It's that's what I know exactly what you mean. You know all the pictures of like chihuahuas that have cigarettes in their mouth and have leather jackets on? They all look like me as well. It all ties in, doesn't it? The whole sleeping with no pillows or no covers, that looking like a chihuahua. I know.
I sleep on my back. Is that weird?
No, I sleep on my back as well.
All right, okay.
Like Tutankhamun. Like you're in a Egyptian sarcophagus. Ah. Yes.
But like, do that heavy breathe thing. So like,
do you snore?
No, heavy breathe. I don't snore.
Heavy breathe.
I don't like it when people call it snoring. It's not. It's heavy breathing.
Are you like one of these people that's like,
yes, and then wake myself up?
Do you dribble in your sleep?
No,
I
Callum has
really
to nudge
dribble
me
in my sleep.
Letting it go, Cassie. I'm like,
Donald Duck. Okay, so this is a good one to end on because we'll probably end up talking about it for a long time. Olivia's messaged in and said, do you believe in ghosts? And if so, have you ever seen one? Oh. Oh my God. This has been quite a spooky podcast. Through no intention of
our own. We're a couple of spooky bitches.
Spooky bitch.
Well, Olivia, now that you ask.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Nearly. Right, so I don't.
You don't strike me as the sort of person that believes in ghosts. I believe in ghosts. But, who's surprised?
We nearly had to get the house blessed.
Your flat
when
night?
I was younger. No. My mum's house.
Why?
Because she believed that there was spirits. Three things happened. You know, things happen in threes, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Strange things happen when you go around the twist.
Have you ever? You ever felt like this? That fucking program freaks me out. I remember watching that when I was younger.
Strange things happen when you're going around the twist.
Is it bad things happening three? Because I always get that wrong, and then I'm always like, bad things happening five. Mom's like, really? And I'm like, well, five bad things happened.
Do you want me to tell you the three things?
Yeah. Now, am I going to be scared?
Yeah, but before I put this out there, because I feel it now that I'm sharing it with you, all of you, I feel like it's now opening me up to being vulnerable because you're going to slag me. And it's not me. It was my mum. It was not me.
I wouldn't slag it again.
I wasn't going to get the guy.
I'm a believer, baby.
Bash the Bible off the walls here. I'm not into that.
I would be.
However, the first thing that happened, we had a death in the family, right?
Okay.
The first thing that happened was...
Can I ask a question before we start? Sorry. Was your house old?
Ah.
Old house.
Mm-hmm.
How many owners? Don't know.
I don't know. But it was an old sandstone.
Old sandy. Okay. Continue.
Looked across into no one. Back garden was like something out of Scream.
Oh,
trees at the end. Like a never-ending black hole. Anyway, right,
oh,
so...
Oh, God, I'm frightened.
Black clothes folded made their way out the wardrobe. Nobody put them at the end of the bed. No one put them at the end of the bed.
That's fucking weird,
right?
Man.
No, well, it's three things. You've had one. Two.
I'm already freaked out.
The cooker hood fell off. No noise. All the nuts and bolts.
Ah, that's so scary!
All the nuts and bolts out of it.
You're fucking kidding. No, I'm glad
next
that
one's
we're
even worse.
Don't. I'm glad we're driving home together.
The third one was that a mirror had made its way off the wall during the night in the same room that Mum was sleeping in. A big, heavy mirror. You're talking like maybe 2.5 metres tall, like metre wide, maybe just less. Big kind of wood pine sort of border on it. Lying on the ground, no noise.
She wasn't like sleepwalking or anything, put it down.
Nah.
Maybe she could.
Well, she was pissed, but.
Oh,
I doubt
that's
that.
Fucking. And then did it all just stop?
Yeah.
That's fucking scary. I'd be fucking weeping. I see, the thing is, I'm always into, like, all that sort of stuff and true crime and all that, but I'm very much into it because I'm very aware, like, so I live with Joe's family. Mm-hmm. So there's like Joe in the bed next to me. And his mum and dad. There's Joe in the bed next to me. And like, I feel like I can read all this shit and like I read loads of ghost stories before I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But I get a bit scared of scary movies, so I don't really know how that works. But I always feel like it's fine because I'm in a house with so many people.
Uh-huh.
See the day? When I used to live with Orla and Orla would go out, I would remember every single fucking scary story and then I wasn't so brave. So then I'm like, maybe I should stop reading them. But that would terrify me. I don't know what I would do if my house was haunted. And I'm the sort of person whose house would be haunted.
Well, I moved out.
Did you cause of that?
Well, just not long after.
That is weird. Was it like giving you bad vibes? It doesn't sound like good vibes.
See, I was young, so I didn't really care. And I was kind of like, what? Like, didn't really believe it. And my mum was not that religious either, but she was like adamant that we could be haunted.
Well, I would always be worrying about it fucking following me. And you get a new gaff and you're like that, oh, for fuck's sake.
Mm.
It's happened again. I have not been... Have you ever been to a psychic?
Yes, but not intentionally. One came into Clyde once and then she started talking to me naturally about people that had died. Yeah, it was quite scary, actually. Because, again, I'm a sceptic. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm always like, don't know if
I believe
that.
See, I would end up giving her, like, my bank details and stuff.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, Roisin. I find that when people are in front of me, I can't help myself because I'm too nosy. I need to know. So I ask questions, but see if they're not in front of me, I'm, like, keeping away because then I don't, like, I don't feel the need. But if you were to put me in a room with a psychic, it's not that I would sit there and go, oh, I'm not going to talk to her, I don't believe it. I would want to ask questions because she's in front of me, which I did do.
But you wouldn't, like, seek out to go and see us.
No, exactly.
Do you know, this is, like, too long a story for the podcast, and I won't bore you with the details, but Joe's mum went to see a psychic, right? Kings Park, if you know, you know.
Margaret Solace.
Yes.
Did she ever tell you she got the gift?
How she get the gift? No, I'm going to be scared.
She get the gift because.
Oh my God, I'm fucking freaked out.
I feel like
somebody's going to jump out on me.
I feel like I've got all the tales tonight.
You do.
So Margaret Solace, who, by the way, if she ever listens to this, fantastic, Margaret. I mean,
psychic in Kings Park. Maybe she'll know we're talking about her.
Queen psychicness. I don't even know that's a word. My friend went to see her as well. Said she was great.
Did she get called the White Witch?
Oh, I don't know. I just know that she's very in demand. Anyway.
Yeah, and I'm sure, sorry, again, I keep interrupting you. Does she help crime scenes nowadays?
Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Right. So I was in the same vicinity and the same thing happened that I told you. So I put up my hand and asked her a question. I'm not going to repeat it on here because just in case manifestation, all that might happen.
Was it bad or good?
It was all right. It was fine. It was a bit scatty. Margaret got the gift because when she was a wee girl, she was in the close. I hope I get this right. She was in the close where she was playing with her pals or whatever. And she went to the door. She was called in for her tea. And she said to her mum, "You've got blood in your hands." And her mum had just been washing the dishes and her mum didn't have any blood in her hands. And she went, "No, mum, I can see you've got blood in your hands. I can see it." She went, "Stop being so silly." So that was it. End of conversation, right? Following week, mum delivered a baby in the close, blood all over her hands. And Margaret,
the hairs on my arms are sticking up.
Had predicted that she was going to deliver a child, pretty much. Because she could see the baby and she could see
like
the blood.
That's like fucking Baba Vanga. Mm-hmm. Mind her, she predicted everything.
Yeah.
That makes me feel unwell. I'm so scared. Well, Joe's mum went to see her and this shit that she told Joe's mum, she actually gave her lottery numbers, which she's not yet put on. The stuff that she told Joe's mum, we basically found, like, again, it won't mean anything to you because if you listen to this, you probably don't know Joe's mum. Unless you are Joe's mum, in which case, hey, Margaret. But she basically wrote a big bit of paper, like, lots of things down on paper, but she went to see her, like, 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was stuff, like, that they were laughing at the time. And she just said, like, they basically made notes and almost every single one of it came true.
Wow.
And we only found the paper. We found it maybe like 3 years ago.
Roisin, people were crying in the audience. I'd never been in her company before, and people were asking her questions and crying.
See after Margaret told me that story about seeing a psychic, I now don't think I would ever go and see one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, for me, again, if you've been listening to this for a long time, you probably have got this, but my personality, I don't feel like I'm necessarily gullible, right? But I think I'm quite. Is malleable the word? Like, I think I could, if you told me something's going to happen, right?
Uh-huh.
I've got one of these anxious minds that I could maybe not think it into existence, but I would be overcome. See, if I went to see a psychic and they said, "Oh, don't get on the bus," I'd be like, I would never get on one ever again. Mm-hmm. Whereas like my mum would be like, "Don't be so silly." And she would get on the bus, but I would be like, so I would be really worried if I went to see a psychic.
I think that's one of my worries. Yeah.
I would really be really worried. I would start living by it and I couldn't.
Yes.
So, and I also think if you're a psychic and this is going to happen come hell or high water, I don't want to fucking know.
Exactly.
One of my friends...
Because they can't tell you any bad stuff, so they even see, like, into the future and it's pretty bad. They're not really meant to tell you.
They're not allowed to tell you. And one of my pals went to a psychic and she said, "Sorry, I can't read you." And I thought, that would be... I'd have my hands around her neck. I'd be like, "Tell me!
Hello!
Tell me what it is!" Oh God, I know, but I'm like, if you tell me this, can I change? I sound like Merida. Can I change the course of my fate, or are you going to tell me this and it's going to happen anyway? Because if you tell me this and it's going to happen,
yeah,
I am scared of all these sort of things. I don't feel like you should fuck about with that sort of stuff.
No.
And my mum's the sort of person that
my friends once played the Ouija board when they were younger, and a brick went on fire. How does a brick go on fire?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh my God. That's scary because, again, I know I spend a lot of my time on Reddit, but I just read these things and I'm just like, why would you do it? Why did you put yourself in that situation? My mum's the sort of person that would go into a haunted place and be like, "Hi, ghosts, even though you don't exist." And I'm like, why would you why would you provoke them like that? I'm the sort of person, see, when I was younger, I used to go downstairs, right? Bearing in mind, I live in a new built house, so whoever was haunting that would have... There was nobody that could have haunted that unless it was me. But I used to go down and I'd be like, or if I was somewhere that I thought was haunted, I'd be like, "Hello, ghosts, I mean no harm. Please let me pass through peacefully. I'm getting a glass of water." And then I would just go back to bed because I'm like, I want them to know I'm on their side, I'm on their team. No else I saw on TikTok that people used to do. This is so funny. See, when I, like, when in my house, like, the back of the kitchen... Oh, sorry, just fucking hit the microphone. Back of the kitchen looks out, is like, back of my garden's like all woods as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like up a hill. But his house is behind that, so it's not that scary. But obviously, like, my garden was like, obviously didn't have any lights in it. And see, when I was younger and I used to look out and it was like just black, did you do that thing when you used to just stare?
Yes.
Because I would be like, if somebody's staring at me, I want them to think I'm staring at them.
No.
So I would get a water and I would be like,
No. No, I would stare out. So when I was getting a water at the sink and I was the same, it looked out onto my back garden, it was completely black. All I could think about, and I was haunted by this, and everyone laughs at me.
Mm-hmm.
is the movie Scream. I couldn't get it out of my head after I watched
but
it.
That's, but
and
you
I
need
honestly
to...
thought that the mask was going to pop up at any given time.
Don't
and
I
freak
still
me out.
Get scared
and I was
going
to try and run out the cat flap, get stuck, all of it, everything that happened to that
no,
film.
But what you need
put
to
my
do...
ear to the wall, the knife goes through the ear. I just.
You need to out weird the weirdo. So in that situation, you need to stare.
I would. Oh,
and then
no,
the scream mask comes, and you
no,
don't break this. Get this stare.
I couldn't.
Oh god, I don't know how this has got so scary. This no. Q&A episode. No, I'm. I would be a great person.
I want to go home now.
At least we're car sharing. No, won't be too scared. But there you go. That's all the.
I think we should.
I've not, have you ever seen a ghost? I've never seen a ghost.
No, I've not seen a ghost. They don't. I don't want to say they don't exist now. I'm scared to go myself now.
I know. Sorry. This is
actually at football tonight.
This has became about Jeepers Creepers. I don't know how it happened.
Jeepers Creepers. Where did you get those peepers?
Peepers. Oh my god! Did you hear my voice there?
Yeah.
That went crazy.
Oh my god! Was that an exorcist?
We're gonna. Don't say that. Don't say that. It was real to me. Okay, guys, we're going to have to end the episode because we're both freaked out. Ah, I feel really tickly. That's how I feel. Okay.
And on the next episode, we have loads to talk about because...
Because
I love Roisin and she's great and I just get that excited for Roisin all the time.
Oh, she's so cute.
Okay. Right. Ready? Let's say your goodbyes.
Goodbye, everybody. Stay...
classy and safe.
Classy, safe, and don't... do a Ouija board. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Nags and Brags podcast. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, let us know at Nags and Brags podcast on Instagram. You can also follow us on our own pages as well at Pals Before Gals for Roisin, at CastCastG for myself. Let us know what you think. Spread the word, tell your friends, and hopefully we'll see you on the next episode.